Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for us today comes from the epistle reading, right at the beginning of this second letter to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve as did my ancestors with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day, as I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. This is God's word. Some of you, hopefully, remember the PBS show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Well, the creator and star of the show, Fred Rogers, was often invited to speak at all manner of events, everything from private dinners to graduation ceremonies. And when he was invited to speak, he would often do something very simple and very special. He would announce that he was going to give his audience the gift of one silent minute to think about people who had helped them get to where they were today. Whether it was a parent or a sibling or a coach, a mentor, colleague, minister, teacher, whoever it was, Mr. Rogers would just let it be silent for a minute to let people remember with thanks the people who had built into their lives. In fact, let's try it ourselves. Now, I'm just going to give you 30 seconds, but the idea is the same. Just think back to someone or a few people who invested themselves in you and be grateful starting now. Fred Rogers was right, wasn't he? That is a gift, isn't it? I've seen people moved to tears by the simple act of remembering the persons who believed in them. What a great thing to do. And I believe that if we asked Timothy, the recipient of the letter that serves as today's epistle, if we asked Timothy to take a silent minute to think about the people who had poured love and support into his life, he would have named the Apostle Paul as one of those people. After all, Paul begins this letter, you heard it, by calling Timothy his beloved child and mentions that he remembers Timothy constantly in his prayers, night and day. He longs to see Timothy again. That reunion, he says, will give him great joy. He commends Timothy for his sincere faith, which had been handed down to him from Grandma Lois and Mom Eunice, and strongly encourages him towards greater faithfulness, saying, "Fan into flame the gift of God," and reminds him that he's been given a spirit of power and love and self-control. Do you feel the depth of the relationship here? To read this letter as a theological position paper only really misses the point. And the point is, Paul loved Timothy like a son. He had trained him for ministry in Ephesus. He had built into Timothy with his time, his heart, real talk about serving Jesus Christ. There was a bond that had been forged through shared experience, sealed by the Holy Spirit. This is what it looks like to invest in someone else on behalf of or because of Jesus' sacrificial love. This is what is called for when you and I talk about the mission of God. Relationship. Caring for another person. Connecting to another person. Meeting their needs in appropriate ways. It's way more than just a slogan. It is finding one more person to love into the kingdom of God. Now, as a called and chosen child of God, that makes your heart sing, doesn't it? The Holy Spirit compelling you to enter into relationships with people, redemptive relationships, relationships that will be for their good and yours and to the glory of God. I believe that He is stirring hearts right now to want this. But as children of the world, born with a default setting that says, me first, this idea of entering into relationships scares us to death. Because we know that relationships can become complicated. Relationships make us vulnerable. On the best of days, relationships require an investment of time and emotional energy. But think back to Mr. Rogers and his gift. Remember the people who helped you, who inspired you, who shaped you. I don't know exactly what they did to pour into your life, only you know that, but I'm willing to bet that the person for whom you are thankful made an investment of time in you. They had to have. They spent their time on you. And that type of spending is sacrificial in nature. You understand what I mean? They could have spent their precious resource of time in any number of ways, and they chose to spend it on you. Building a relationship is always a matter of choice, of sacrifice, of self-giving. So how do we learn the art of self-giving? Listen to Paul writing to Timothy. God saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of His own purpose and grace, which He gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. Paul points us directly to Jesus. He says, that is from whom you can learn the art of self-giving. He says, remember how Jesus poured Himself into your life by pouring Himself out on the cross. Jesus did not just invest His time in you. He invested His very life in you. He spent His blood, sweat, and His very last breath paying the price for you to settle your debts to God the Father. Because why? Why did He do it? Jesus agreed to do this. He chose to sacrifice. He gave of Himself fully because of the joy set before Him. What is the joy set before Him? The joy of having you at His side today and eternally. Can you think of anything more generous than that? The more you soak this up, the more you'll have to squeeze out. The more you dwell on Jesus and what He's done for you, the more generous you will be with your investments of time. The more you fill up on God's grace in Jesus, the more fuel you will have for building relationships that change lives. One group that understands this very well is the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. Down through the decades, they've raised millions of dollars to support mission work, which, as we've seen, is nothing less than the act of building relationships with people through which God delivers His gifts. The members of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League and our own Women's League also live that out daily as followers of Jesus, and you will hear more about their efforts in just a moment. Tonight, we'll be gathering together volunteers who are interested in making an investment of time in our young people. 6 p.m. We need Christians who can be generous and self-giving to our sons and daughters. Will you be one of those people? Will you pray for the growth of faith of our young people? Jesus risked it all for a relationship with you. What are you willing to risk for Him? We pray. Father, we're inspired by the relationship that we see that existed between Paul and Timothy. We know it was a major source of Timothy's growth and faith. And we thank you for the people in our lives who have built into us, who have poured into us, and have helped make us who we are. The ultimate act of self-giving, of course, we see in Jesus Christ willingly dying on the cross to pay the price that was necessary for us to be bought back to you. And in that sacrifice, we see what is called for as we live in discipleship to you. Lord, move us to invest of our time in people around us, to give of ourselves. And yes, that is risky, but you took the ultimate risk, and we are here now because of it. May we have the privilege of influencing another's life in your name. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.